Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just to the east of upstate New York, across Lake Champlain, sits Burlington, Vermont, the place where Bernie Sanders began his political career. Anthony Brooks from Here and Now contributor WBUR traveled to Burlington and reports that the passion for Sanders' political agenda still shapes the city.
Back in the 1970s, Bernie Sanders was a perennial political candidate in search of a day job. He ran twice for governor of Vermont and twice for the U.S. Senate in a series of independent campaigns that went nowhere. Then the self-described socialist set his sights on the 1981 race for mayor of Burlington, and he won by just 10 votes. Here's a clip from his 1981 victory speech.
There is one city in America where people have taken on the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, big business, the local newspaper, and the whole damn establishment, and we beat them.
There was no question that the election was a seismic event. It shook the city fundamentally.
Joe McNeil was Burlington city attorney when Sanders won.
And there was worry on the part of the old guard that the sky would be falling. It was just a matter of time, not a matter of weather.
So the Board of Aldermen, Burlington City Council, did everything it could to block the new mayor. They rejected his appointments, even fired his secretary. Back then, Chip Wadhams, an attorney in Burlington, was a Republican member of the Board of Aldermen.
Bernie, prior to being elected, had somewhat of a peripatetic work history. We thought he was extremely liberal. It's a little bit understated. He was much more outspoken about being a socialist at the time. And so we all thought that this was all somewhat of a flash in the pan.
But it wasn't. Far from it. The next election, Sanders got more of his allies elected to the city council and started pushing his progressive agenda. He won re-election three more times. Here on the edge of downtown Burlington are the shores of Lake Champlain, with the mountains of upstate New York visible to the west. This is perhaps the most visible part of Bernie Sanders' legacy in this city. Before he became mayor, much of this shoreline was an inaccessible industrial wasteland. Sanders pushed an effort to reclaim it and open it up to the public. And today, there are playgrounds, parks, a community boathouse, and an 8-mile bike path along the shore. Almost 1 year ago, Sanders chose this spot to announce his run for the presidency.
As mayor, I worked with the people of Burlington to help turn this waterfront into the beautiful, people-oriented public space it is today. We took that fight to the courts, to the legislature, and to the people, and we won.
Sanders' longtime allies say his record as mayor offers clues about what he means by a political revolution and what kind of chief executive he would be. John Davis worked as the city's housing director for Sanders.
People focus on Bernie the socialist, and they assume that his highest priority is going to be to expand the government sector or to suppress the market sector. He did neither.
Instead, Davis says Sanders was a budget hawk who looked for ways to make government more efficient and the private sector fairer. For example, Sanders invested city funds in community-based nonprofit groups to expand affordable housing and promote home ownership for hundreds of low-income residents in Burlington. But former city attorney Joe McNeil says the most significant part of Sanders' legacy went beyond any one particular program or policy.
If I were to characterize Bernie's legacy, it would be more about civic engagement, frankly, in terms of just the way he involved people in government.
That may be true, says Garrison Nelson, a political science professor at the University of Vermont. But Nelson is skeptical that Sanders' success in Burlington would translate to the White House.
You know, you're running from a small monochromatic state like Vermont, 95-97% white. You know, if your largest city is only 40,000, which is, we know, there are apartment buildings in New York City larger than that, you're not really ready for all the multitude of issues that are going to get tossed at you in a national campaign.
No surprise that Sanders' longtime allies reject that. among them John Flynn, an attorney in Burlington who worked closely with Sanders throughout his years as mayor. Flynn says Sanders has already changed politics well beyond Burlington.
I mean, he was talking about a national health plan when he was mayor in 1986 and 87. So what Bernie's presence on the stage has done is moved the center of the political debate way over to the left, which is precisely the effect that he's having in the presidential debate right now in the primaries.
Those close to Sanders' presidential campaign in Burlington can count delegates as well as anyone. And they know that unless he can beat Hillary Clinton in New York, his path to the nomination becomes pretty much impossible. Still, they argue his record as mayor of Burlington launched, if not a political revolution, a significant political movement that continues today. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.
You're listening to Here and Now.